USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the migrant surge at the Mexico border swells to record numbers, DHS Secretary Mayorkas on Tuesday said no one is getting into the United States except unaccompanied children.
The border is closed. We are expelling single adults and families under the Title 42 authority that rests with the Center for Disease Control. We decided as an administration that we will not expel unaccompanied children.
Americans returning from overseas must provide a negative COVID-19 test before being allowed to enter. Del Rio, Texas Mayor Democrat Bruto Lozano tells Fox News this is not the case for immigrants being released into the United States.
Persons entering unlawfully that have no COVID testing, and the Department of Homeland Security was administering those tests, but they've recently called me, Dr. Eastman recently called me and told me that DHS can no longer legally administer those tests.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Is a new war with China coming? It's never been this bad, and even Henry Kissinger is warning Americans. Trade, freedom, technology, and war threats against Taiwan. China is a real threat. All this week on Newsmax TV, Grant Stinchfield looks at the real danger of the Red Dragon and why Americans must be alarmed. Stinchfield shows how Trump's policies with China worked and why Biden's are failing. So tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to see Stinchfield's series, The Dangerous Dragon. Stinchfield tells you the real truth on Newsmax, America's fourth highest rated cable news network, on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune in on Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. And millions have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone. You can too. America is tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
The friction between the Palestinians and Israelis goes back to the end of World War II in the mid-1940s. The United Nations at that time gave Palestinian land to the Israelis shortly after the Holocaust. Still trying to find peace, John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
State Department spokesman Ned Price was questioned about at least a special envoy for the troubled region to promote the administration's call for a two-state solution.
It would preserve Israel's identity as a Jewish and democratic state. It would fulfill the legitimate aspirations of the Palestinian people for sovereignty and dignity in a state of their own.
Hamas would not be part of that proposal.
Our policy vis-a-vis Hamas is very clear. Hamas is a foreign terrorist organization, and it will be treated as such.
With a voice vote, Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair. Representative Cheney, right after the voice vote.
Embrace the big lie and embrace the Constitution. And going forward, the nation needs it. The nation needs a strong Republican Party. The nation needs a party that is based upon fundamental principles of conservatism. And I am committed and dedicated to ensuring that that's how this party goes forward, and I plan to lead the fight to do that. I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office. We have seen the danger that he continues to provoke with his language. We have seen his lack of commitment and dedication to the Constitution. And I think it's very important that we make sure whomever we elect is somebody who will be faithful to the Constitution. I think that it is an indication of where the Republican Party is. And I think that the party is in a place that we've got to bring it back from. And we've got to get back to a position where we are a party that can fight for conservative principles, that can fight for substance. We cannot be dragged backward by the very dangerous lies of a former president. Thank you.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Caitlyn Jenner told news outlets this week she never voted for president in the November 2020 election and opted to golf instead. Los Angeles County records show she actually did cast a ballot last fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.